Brisbane's best country, 98.9 FM. You're listening to Blues with a Feeling. G'day there and welcome to Blues with a Feeling on Brisbane's 98.9 FM. Across Australia on the National Indigenous Radio Service, on the World Wide Web at 989fm.com.au and radio.nirs.org.au. Repeated Saturday morning at 10 and available as a podcast every week. My name is Sean Bindley, and I'm happy to be turning my attention a little closer to home this week. My guest on the show is Chris Harvey, guitarist from Brisbane's very fine band, Blues Arcadia. It's been a tough year all over the world for people working in the performing arts. Gigs have dried up, travel's been impossible. And of course, streaming services have made the owning of records and CDs irrelevant to much of the world's population. But of course, here in Australia, and certainly here in Queensland, the virus has been pretty well controlled. So far. And people are starting to venture out a bit more. And with that, there's a few opportunities popping up to see some live music. I checked out a wonderful set from Mojo Web at the Triffid here in Brisbane last week. And at the very same venue this week, that's this Sunday the 29th of November at 5 p.m. with another excellent band, The Walters, it will be Brisbane's Blues Arcadia. But it's not Blues Arcadia's first gig, actually. They played a gig a couple of weeks ago at the Royal Mail Hotel out at Goodna and took the opportunity to record the gig. And lo and behold, they're releasing it as an album. So the best of both this week, as I chat to Blues Arcadia's Harvey, as he's known about isolation, about almost a year of work disappearing before the band's eyes, about recording and releasing a live album of your first gig in close to a year, and about the band's crack at the dreaded Christmas blues song. I'm Sean Bindley, and you're listening to Blues with a Feeling on Brisbane's best country, 98.9 FM. And this is Blues Arcadia from their brand new record, Live at the Royal Mail. And I'm your man.
We're home. We need your helping hands if you got them.
To hug and squeeze you and tell you that I love you.
Royal Mail, I am
your man.
This is Jimmy Vaughn, all the way from Texas, and you're listening to Sean Bendley with Blues with a Feeling, 98.9 FM.
All right. My guest on the program this week is Chris Harvey from Brisbane's own Blues Arcadia, who've really started to make their mark on the southeast Queensland and indeed the Australian blues scene in the last couple of years. All set for a big year at the start of 2020, Harvey, and yet here we are 11 months later, and the band's done one gig, released a live album, and things are looking up. Tell me about your experience. Before we get into all that, tell me about the experience for the band gearing up for a really massive year and having that all fall over.
Well, we were about to do a whole bunch of touring, literally up to the week of the first lockdown. So that week we were going to go to Melbourne, do some dates there, and then it was going to be basically that was it. Melbourne, Sydney, heading into Adelaide, you know, and all that. And then that all stopped. Yeah, so that's what happened. And I mean, in some respects, I was just about to start second year of university at the Jazz Music Institute. So at the start of the year, I was thinking, I'm going to be exhausted by the end of this year, actually touring and trying to fit in my studies. So on the upside of that, it gave me all the focus was on my second year of university, which was really good, I think. But on the other hand, yeah, it just stunted the band and like every other band, I think. And in fact, quite a lot of musicians that I've talked to, they all seem to say that 2020 was going to be a really good year for all of us, you know. So, yeah.
All right, this is a song about antidepressants. We hope you like it. Doctor, $50 for a minute of his time. He said,
lockdown period when nobody could hang out, we were actually having like regular meetings on for Zoom, for instance. Yeah. Every week, the yep. five of us would sit there, not particularly talking about music, just talking stuff, you know, and
spending time together like any band would.
Yeah, and just keeping the. I was really kind of keen to keep the momentum going right through the lockdown. So we were talking, and then as soon as we get three people in the room, we started rehearsing. And so we started to sort of rehearse the tunes that we've been playing, which is kind of odd, sort of trying to... It was kind of weird, the first few rehearsals that we had, because we were sort of trying to re-remember. It was like almost not the actual playing, but us playing together was kind of alien. We haven't done it for such a long time.
Mm-hmm. Because there's a difference between playing as a band on stage together than getting together to rehearse your songs
yep.
and listening to the CD to remind yourself how they go.
Yeah, yeah. Like last night, yeah.
Oh, so that's what you've been doing in the last 24
well,
hours?
Well, yeah, we're going to do a song. We hadn't actually performed live and we want to do it again. So we haven't actually played it since we recorded it. So I'm like, oh, I've got to relearn my chords that I wrote, you know, and stuff like that. But that's sort of fine. And then we had just started pre-production for what's going to be our next studio album. So we just started that and then lockdown happened. So we've been doing that ever since. You get five people in the room.
Mm.
We've just been rehearsing every week. Mm-hmm. And then we picked up, not just the male, we picked up Mitchell Creek.
Oh, okay. That's, that was about the first festival in Australia together.
Yeah, I mean, they were all like Queensland acts. We picked up that gig and there was a gig at Roma Street in Brisbane in the Parklands. We did that. And then with the Royal Mail gig, I was speaking to Andrew Cafe, almost like weekly or fortnightly, saying, I think we were booked for the 5th of September. So I ring him up, say, look, you know, is the gig on? It's not, I don't care, you know, just want to know, right? He said, no, not yet, but I want it to be on, right? So just give me a couple of weeks. And then it sort of went to that, you know.
Everybody kind of sitting on their hands waiting to see what's
Yeah. And he said, like, oh, yeah, okay, I reckon it's on in 2 weeks. Okay, but I'll... Yeah, we'll just keep yourself posted just in case things
Let's start getting ready for the
game. So we did. And we hired a sound guy, Kevin Hennings. And he suggested that we and that was the week of the gig. So I get a message, in our group chat saying, right, we're recording. I didn't really think about it that much. Life is for living. What does it have to be so hard? You dance with the devil, and then you stumble in the dark. And when you can't find your way, I'll be there for you, babe. I will come to you.
so great to be back at the Royal Mail and playing a show with you guys here. It's just... We should probably tell you, by the way, that we're recording this show. So you guys want to let everybody out there know that you can hear them hearing you?
Is that something you've done before? Recorded a gig with the intention of actually making it release-worthy?
Not with this band, yeah. But I have with previous bands, you know, and I think it's actually my second recording at the live at the Royal Mail.
Uh-huh.
My previous band, Blind Lemon, we did one 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah, I remember that one, yeah.
Yeah, Bitto Juice or something, whatever it was called. Yeah, so we did that, you know, so I've done it before. I mean, they've done a bit more renovations in the pub now, so... they've opened up that back room even more. It sounds completely different than it has done.
I believe there's more soundproofing there, so you can no longer hear Ipswich councillor Paul Tully yelling over the back fence that you're disturbing his Monday morning ablutions.
Correct. Yeah.
Hey, Paul.
Yeah. So that's how it happened. And, you know, it sort of happened really quickly. You know, and yeah, there's like restrictions in the crowd, amount of people that could go there. So there's a very loud 150 people in the room.
Yeah. Well, people love to get together and show their support for the band on live recordings. Yeah. I've been woo-yeering in the back of live recordings for 27 years.
Yeah. So it came out really well, you know.
Yeah.
We had to sift through three sets.
Yeah.
You know, and then pick 12. Well, try and get 12 songs that we all agreed, you know.
And that's probably the hardest part in a way, isn't it?
Yes, it was. It was the biggest discussions I've ever had with Alan, the singer in Blues Arcadia, about what songs to put on and what not. I think, oh, that one's good. No, I don't like that. And it was like that. It was kind of like, why don't you like it?
What's
wrong with that?
Why are we all of a sudden not agreeing like we've always agreed before?
Yeah, why are we fighting over these songs, right? Yeah.
Hi, this is Taj Mahal, and you're listening to Sean Bendley on 98.9 FM, Blues with a Feeling, music that melts in your mind.
I'm chatting with Blues Arcadia's Chris Harvey this week. They're playing in Brisbane at the Triffid on Sunday, this Sunday the 29th of November, with another really fine Brisbane band, The Walters. And we're listening to a sneak preview of the new Blues Arcadia record live at the Royal Mail. Those songs were Remedy, and before that, The Ballad of Sir Trelane. I'm Sean Bindley, and you're listening to Brisbane's Best Country, 98.9 FM, Blues with a Feeling.
This is a song off our debut EP. This is called Operator Plea.
I know that you care.
Jasper Hall on the drums, ladies and gentlemen.
That's probably the hardest part of the way.
Yes, it was. It was the biggest discussions I've ever had with Alan, the singer in Blues Arcadia, about what songs to put on and what not. I think, oh, that one's good. No, I don't like that. And it was like that. It was kind of like, why don't you like it?
What's wrong
with that?
Why are we all of a sudden not agreeing like we've always agreed
before? Yeah, why are we fighting over these songs, So I've been really keen to do a live record for years, actually, because mainly because there's a whole bunch of tunes that we play live that came from a previous incarnation, the Bellary Union. So we still play those songs from that first EP, and the arrangements have changed over the years. And I was really keen to put them under the Blues Arcadia umbrella again.
Because once again, these are Chris and Al songs, aren't
Correct.
They?
Yeah, yeah. Yes, they are.
And just because the drummer stole the name doesn't mean he can steal the song.
True story, mate.
True story.
Hi, this is Harvey from Blues Arcadia. You're listening to the legendary Blues with a Feeling with Sean Binley. Thank you.
knew it all too well. This love was finally over. There was nothing left to say. You were gone. You're the only thing I want. Just to happen to hold you in my arms. Oh, 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 why do I care? Oh,
Yeah, so that's... So I'm really happy we got four songs from that Bella Reunion EP on the record, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that was really good. And we got a new song that we've gone into the studio and recorded five songs, which is part of the next LP. And one of those new songs, which we were playing live at the beginning of the year, and we have put it in the set, made it on the record, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I'm really happy with that. So we've got basically a new song, sort of current songs from our first EP and Carnival Falls, and then a bunch of songs from the Bella Reunion days, all compacted on there, you know.
So tell me about the process of turning at the pub up at the pub on the day, expecting to see a crowd of segregated people sitting on their hands, not dancing around and trying to create an atmosphere in that with nobody knows what it's going to be like.
Well, that's interesting because
people are people of habit and they know how they like to enjoy live music. And in some ways people can go, if I can't enjoy it the way I'd like to, then it's not really enjoyable for me. You know, people being consumers of a product rather than necessarily being smack dab in the middle of it. Did you get a sense of that people were a little resistant to the way it needed to be?
Well, in the first set they were, and then suddenly it went a bit like, you guys need to calm down.
Okay. Yeah,
otherwise you all are going to get fined, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so it got really kind of, especially by the third set, it got kind of really almost back to normal. It's kind of funny, you know, because normally when you're playing a gig, you want them to go mad. You want them to start dancing. And I'm like, just getting nervous, man. You know, like I'm going, these guys are going to get arrested, right? You guys need to calm down, you know? Like, it's like the polar opposite of what you normally would do.
I know, yeah.
You would encourage people to go crazy, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Go on, get to the bar, go get drunk, start dancing, hugging and all that stuff. But we're like, you guys need to stop. Stop. But I mean, they didn't really listen to us, right? To a certain extent.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was like this big spring.
This is called
Shuffles. You could tell, like, at the start. And we were lucky enough to be the first band back.
we tell her that we love her all the time, but you, you need to tell her more. PG on the key!
Hello, this is Chris Kane, and you listen to Blues with Feeling with Sean Bentley, 98.9 FM.
And we were the first band, actual proper band, back in the pub.
And you guys have been very popular there since, well, the band pretty much debuted there a couple of years ago.
It was our first gig. Yeah. In fact, it was we got the gig before we got the name, so we had to come out of a name sort of quick. Mm-hmm. And that's why Blues Arcadia came out. It wasn't like, oh, think about this really kind of
I often wonder about that as well, because I always had the impression that the Bella Reunion was a take from Deadwood and the Bella Reunion.
Correct.
The bar. So where does Blues Arcadia come from, and what classic HBO television series is it linked to?
None, Sean.
Well, that's disappointing. Swigeon?
No, it was it's a club in LA, isn't it? Arcadia Blues.
Okay, righto.
And
so there is a connection to an American den of ill repute.
Yes, there is. And Alan sort of said, oh, this is bar in LA called Arcadia Blues, and star Steve Ray Vaughan played there once. I went, oh, yeah. Anyways,
was that good enough for you, Harvey?
It was. Okay, well, he said, oh, we could call ourselves the Blues Arcadia. I went, oh, let's drop the and just call ourselves Blues Arcadia. Mm-hmm. And we were sort of kind of, we have to get a name real quick because the gig's coming up in, it was coming up in 2 weeks and or 3 weeks. Mm. And they wanted us to get posters and all that kind of malarkey. So that's how the name came out, you know, really just from a necessity of, and it sort of stuck. In fact, we've had a bit of a discussion about actually just dropping blues bit out of the name, just calling ourselves Arcadia, but we can't do that because somebody's already done it.
Of course. Many bands have fallen afoul of the fact that they didn't bother to check before changing their name to somebody else's name.
So we're stuck with Blues Arcadia, you know. Only because it's not like we are a blues band, but because the necessity of writing songs, I'm not going to write a 12-bar. I mean, I have written a bunch of 12-bars on the last record, and on the record, but you just can't write 12 bars, or it's just, you just become stagnant.
This is Blues with a Feeling.
Yeah, come on, baby, and rock with me tonight.
On Brisbane's best country.
Where you so pretty and the moon is shining bright.
98.9 FM.
I was very happy to speak to Blues Arcadia's Chris Harvey last week about and feature for you tracks from the band's new album Live at the Royal Mail. That song, Shuffle Street. And in there as well, Tell Me Why and Operator Please. All songs that have been part of the band's repertoire for a while now. But it's very cool hearing them recorded in the rowdiness that is Goodna's Royal Mail Hotel as the storm season settles in ominously over southeast Queensland. This is Blues Arcadia's Here Comes the Rain. I'm Sean Bindley, and you're listening to Blues with a Feeling on Brisbane's Best Country, 98.9 FM.
I can't put my finger on everything that I've done wrong. But it seems to me to be a reason I keep hanging on. Love was your finger. I don't know the reason why.
Yeah!
where we need you. We need you. Come on.
I know you're tired. I know you're tired. Can feel it falling on my face. You're calling out my name. Here comes the rain. I can feel it falling. Here I call it, calling out my name. Here comes the rain. I can feel it falling on my face. Here it calls out.
Blues band, but because the necessity of writing songs, I'm not going to write a 12 bar. I mean, I have written a bunch of 12 bars on the last record and on the record, but you just can't write 12 bars, or it's just, it just becomes stagnant. So the nature of that kind of songwriting means that we'll sort of diversify a little bit.
Because at home in your own time, you're playing what you hear, which isn't necessarily what the band as a group is hearing collectively.
Correct.
While you're all separated by the coronavirus pandemic.
Yeah, true. So it's got that soul thing. And I think we really jumped really early on the whole soul genre, only because for me that means I can safely move out of a 12-bar format in terms of writing. And most soul tunes are just a variation on that format. You know, it could be an 8-bar, could be a 12-bar, but the chords are put somewhere else and you're putting other chords in. So that's great from a songwriter.
Because you can tell you've been studying the art of music from an academic point of view.
Yes, I know all about chord function
now.
Your
language has totally changed the way it used to be. Hey, geezer, come on, let's do a 12-bar. I'll get them in.
Yeah, no, I've changed. Yes, I have. Yeah, I know all about chord function now. Yeah.
Coming forward,
yep.
The band's got a gig coming up here in Brisbane. I mean, things are opening up. I myself attended the first gig that I have done since March at the Trifford, same place, in the Trifford Beer Garden a couple of weekends ago. I saw Mojo Webb and members of the Walters down there Sunday afternoon. Mojo Webb, the great blues guitar player, singer and harmonica player who's been known to dabble in sax and drums, turned up for a three-set gig, played three songs on the guitar and played the rest of them on piano. Played two solos in every song, taught the band how the songs go, and sang them. Unbelievable musician.
I know. Unbelievable.
What do you do with a guy like that?
Break his hands. No, I'm joking.
I said, so I've seen you do this three or four times before when I've said, would you like to play guitar? And you said, I want to sing. And then we all went, didn't know you could sing. And so on with harmonica and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I saw a little clip of Mojo playing piano down the Gold Coast the other week, and I went, of course you. I've seen you play everything else, except for the kazoo. Yeah, and he's really on top of it, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just what I mean. I haven't got enough time. I've only got enough time to play one instrument, right? I just don't know how people can just like go from one instrument to another and play them really proficiently, because all my time takes in just keeping up my chops on my guitar.
Yeah. Well, Mojo is digging post holes and running the back roads of Mullumbimby in his spare time these days.
Yeah, I know. I actually saw him at the Mail last weekend when Sweet Felicia was playing.
Yeah.
And he's just saying, I'm working on the land, man, you know, this, you know. And talking about amazing players, while we're on the subject, I saw JB Lewis play guitar for the first time in, I don't know how many years.
Yeah.
Like he hadn't touched it.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? It looked like it sounded and looked like he hadn't stopped. It was insane, man. Like he just picked it up and it started really like,
We're very fortunate in this town to have some really talented musicians, and they're just two of them.
That's just two of them, yeah.
La Niña, baby.
Mm-hmm. understand. You're my friend. This is the end. Go on, sir, you're
for Paula Gervin on the keys, ladies and gentlemen. Give it up.
I'm Shamika Copeland. You're listening to Shaky Sean Bendley at 98.9 FM, and you're listening to Blues with a Feeling.
Now, let's get back to the gig in question.
Well, it's interesting you talk about you went and saw members of the Walters, because we have, as our special guests on that gig at the Triffid on the 28th, Sunday.
Which is a Sunday, yeah.
Yeah, 5 till 9. We have them
this Sunday.
This Sunday, yes, it is. We have, with the Walters as our support special guests, you know, and I'm
joining in for a giant jam session at the end, guests.
Yeah. We're going to get us all up, right? All of us. There are two bass players. I don't think about two drummers, but three guitar players, two singers. It's going to be mad.
Yeah.
So I'm really, really thrilled about getting them on the bill. I've been wanting us to do a gig together for, well, I don't know, years and years. I mean, I've played in his band,
mm-hmm.
Mark's in the Walters, all Natural Ball, over and over the years, you know,
mm-hmm.
fill in for whoever's not. So we've been playing music together for years, especially me and Mark, and it's just really, really, really good to have both bands on the bill. And it's really good because we move away at times from the blues, and they do as well, but they're way more blues than us.
You guys are going to Detroit. And they're going to South Central Louisiana.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, and everywhere in between.
Yeah.
Because they've got a little bit of a soul edge as well, you see.
Yeah.
So it's going to be right laugh, mate. Yeah.
And, of course, to come up with that, with Christmas and you guys being an established band with an album coming and touring plans, you're all of a sudden creating promotional videos for Blues Arcadia's first ever Christmas song, which, may I add, contains pictures of the most demented-looking rhythm section, and I love you guys' rhythm section, but geez, they look evil in that picture.
Yeah.
Tell me about this process of making this crazy Blues Arcadia film clip. It's a classic.
Well, we've sort of, that came out of a conversation last year after a rehearsal, and...
Well, we should make a crazy Christmas song.
Yeah, let's make a Christmas song. And I'm like, no. And then we were like, and Al said, why don't we? I'm like, really? Yeah, come on. And this was like around this time last year, maybe about October. And he said, like, yeah, let's make, because sometimes our songs will take a bit of time to write.
And the last thing you want to do is be rushing songs at any stage. Just because it's a good idea doesn't mean it needs to be out by the weekend.
Well, yeah, absolutely. But Al said, well, this is the challenge, man. Let's see if we can write a song quickly. And we did. But then the piano player quit. So we sort of like...
Well, that was always going to happen. You knew that was going to happen eventually.
Yeah, it was the third time. Yeah.
So, we love you, Palmer.
Yes, we love you, Palmer.
Well, it's all over now. I can't see
I'll miss sorry little town with its narrow wall in the corner. I guess I'm moving on. What I can carry, I'll be.
So that got put on the back burner a little bit. And then fast forward to this year, I really liked the song. You know, I was just trying to get Al to change the lyrics of it.
You didn't want it to be a Christmas song?
Well, I said, this song is great. It's got a great hook, a proper pre-chorus. Actually, it's really good. And I said, I'm not changing the lyrics. So we just went, okay, then let's release it as a Christmas song. Mm-hmm. And it sort of started from there, okay? Now, mainly, Sean, which is to my detriment, I sometimes don't really pay a lot of attention to anything apart from the songwriting and the playing.
The chord progressions.
Yeah, the songwriting, the arrangements and stuff. So all the other stuff, I was like, oh, yeah, whatever. So with the clip, Al said, yeah, we're going to do a clip. Okay, have a photo session done, right, with all these Christmas jumpers, right? So we got that
nice
done.
Nice jumpers.
Oh, yeah. Jeez. Great Christmas jumpers, mate. Got them into some, where did we get them in? An op shop down at Woodburn.
Yeah.
That truck stop. There's a little op shop up the road.
I bought them all going, these will go in the Christmas song.
Yeah, that was this time last year, though. Wow. And we were on tour going down to the acoustic festival. I think that was where it was. And so that we're going to put them. So we did the photo shoot, which is why we all look dead in the eyes, you know, because the photographer's saying like, yeah, smiling but dead in the eyes.
Yeah. It's not easy.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
it took a few times, you know.
Yeah, acting's not as easy as it looks. Hey, even I'm if you're not saying any words.
I'm not acting on that clip, mate. I'm telling you.
Just living your good self.
I had no idea what was going on. And that was the best thing, I think. You know, we're going to do this film clip. Blah 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 blah. We're going to have a food fight. And okay, that's it. Right, back to rehearsing. So when we did the film clip, it all sort of played out in front of me. You know, I didn't know I knew we had to play the song double time, okay, which is kind of hilarious.
Yeah.
So we did that. You know, if you see the clip, we're in slow-mo, but that's where we had to. So we play the song double time and then you slow it back down so it looks like we're playing in slow motion.
Yeah. The legends and the locals. On Brisbane's best country, 98.9 FM. Blues with a feeling, 98.9 FM. It's been a real pleasure to have Blues Arcadia's Chris Harvey on the show with me this week. And this is that infamous Christmas song, Come Home for Christmas.
And
play the song double time and then you slow it back down so it looks like we're playing in slow motion.
Yeah.
So we did a lot of rehearsing just to do that, yeah, you know, because yeah. That's kind of funny, me playing my solo and double time. So we did that, and then we went outside the studio, and then we got this, like, oh, we're having a party. There's a cream cake and, you know, this other thing and wine and...
giant schooners of Guinness.
Yeah, all that. And he goes, well, we're going to do this, right? I'm going to give you this. It's an empty bottle. You're going to look, like, not happy, right? And then he said, right, okay. And he said to the drummer, Casper, right, see this cream pie? I want you to put it straight, full in my face. I'm like, what? And then suddenly, action. Straight in there, mate. And I'm like, what? Okay. And you see some of my reactions are actually real, actually, because I don't know what's going on. Jeremy, the bass player, he's the star. He's actually quite funny because...
anybody who knows Blues Arcadia knows that Jeremy Cliche's groove is the star of that band.
Sorry, oh, absolutely, Harsh. Mate. Absolutely. Yeah. He was the one that was totally against the whole thing at the start. He was like, no, man, I am not going to play on any Christmas record. But he didn't... he sort of went full circle, you know, and then he just does this scene when he's falling into this bush and he's got his head down in the food. And I'm like... what are you doing? There's one classic look of me, like, what are you doing? That's me actually like, what are you doing, mate? Anyway, it came out really well, actually. And then it gets to the right, why are we having a food fight?
Yeah, what's the subtext of the situation?
Subtext is, he's given us all these crappy presents and he's got all the good ones for him. And we're like, you know, classic, you know, Bogan family who don't like their presents start throwing food at each other.
Secret Santa.
Yeah. Start throwing food at each other.
Can you hear
bass right there, you know. Give the loudest cheer you possibly can for Andrew Caffé and his family and the staff here in the Royal Mail Hotel, please. You heard us. Let's do it.
Hi, this is Harvey from Blues Arcadia. You're listening to the legendary Blues with a Feeling with Sean Binley. I got out quite well, actually, out of that food fight. I don't know how I got covered. My jeans got covered, right? But the very fashionable cardigan that I was wearing did not get touched at all. But, you know, I mean, Alan's sporting a beard at the moment, which I don't know how long that's going to last. Right?
Yeah, I don't know how long the fans of the band are going to appreciate that bloke in the front.
Oh, mate, they're having rumbles already, mate. You know, so.
We love you, Alan.
Yeah, and your beard.
Shave that sucker off. You're much more pretty without it.
So, you know, he's covered in cream cake all over. In his beard, the whole thing. It's madness. It was madness, you know.
If you want to take a look at it, I'll post the clip to the Blues with a Feeling at 989fm.com.au Facebook page. And, of course, you can see all sorts of stuff about the band at bluesarcadia.com and on Facebook as well and all the other social medias. Tell me about this Blues Arcadia Christmas promotion that you guys have launched into as well, that in the lead up to Christmas.
Oh, okay. Well, we've just, you know, once we've started this ball rolling, we'll just... It's just going stupid now, right?
No point in going half-hearted.
No, well, we've dressed up in the funny jumpers, and we've had a Foo fight, so we're doing this whole like promotion, mainly for the gig, but also just because we've got this single and we've got this live album coming out. This 12 Days of Christmas thing, so we're putting up all these questions about the band, and if you get the answers right, you win stuff.
Hey, that's all right.
Yeah, tickets to the gig.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then tickets... Oh, we're doing another gig, actually, believe it or not, in a couple of weeks after the Triffid at the Wallaby Hotel.
Yeah, which has just had some renovations done as
They've, you know, I've had quite an association with that pub. I played there years ago, and it was a good blues pub.
Yeah.
And now they've started having blues again. So, and we have the fantastic Jen Myers... supporting us.
No, we love Jen here.
Yeah.
What a talent that lady is.
Oh, yeah.
We love you, Jen. Who else is we going to love in there?
There's a lot of love going around, mate.
Of course. Yeah. Of course. Well, once again, congratulations on keeping things together while you guys have been locked up thanks to the coronavirus. It's great to see you back at the Royal Mail. It's great to see that pub pumping again after it was a long way underwater less than 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And many people thought it would never be back.
Yeah, and ironically, I was in the first band that played there after the floods as well, you know. And I mean, that day had some real tragic stories, you know, people just losing everything within seconds.
Mm.
Like they're running with their kids. And then hear these amazing stories of generosity from total strangers, people buying, you know, not just taking people in with their kids.
Come on, baby, come on, yeah.
like Big Cam. Ain't that right? Ain't that right?
To say, let's listen to them some more.
This is the first live album put out by a blues band anywhere in the world since the coronavirus took off in November last year. Am I correct, Chris Harvey, Harvey Blues? Are you prepared to back me up on my assertion and put it at the very top of Boat Blues Arcadia's new bio?
Yeah, okay. I agree with you, mate, because I can't think of anyone that's actually done it yet, you know?
it's a very good chance. I'm going to go home and do some more research, but yeah. I reckon there's every chance. It sounds great. And, you know, we've spoken about the issues of getting together for a gig and then recording that thing and putting it out. You're putting it out there.
Yeah,
congratulations.
There's a lot of problems with recording live because of the bleed in between each mic. So for those uninitiated, I'm talking about if you isolated my guitar, you could hear the drums, you could hear the vocals, and it's very hard to mix with that in my track.
Mm.
But great microphones, great engineer, there was total separation on my guitar,
mm-hmm.
and all the instruments were like directly DI'd into the desk. So we had such great separation that that's why the quality of the recording has come out really, really well. And really, it really sounds like us.
People know? Want to get themselves a copy. What's the best way they can go about buying it?
Because we're not going to stream it. Okay, we want you to come to the gig. And if you can't come to the gigs, it's on our Bandcamp, Blues Arcadia Bandcamp site.
So live at the Royal Mail.
Yeah, you can buy a digital download of it, and you can buy the physical copy as well. So, but at the moment, we're not going to do the whole streaming thing with it.
Okay. Okay. And it's bluesarcadia.com, of course.
Yep.
Right on. Thanks for coming in. Appreciate your time.
Oh, thanks, Sean. Thanks for your support. We really appreciate it.
It's my pleasure, and it's great to have you guys back out there doing gigs, and it's really nice to see some gigs starting to happen around southeast Queensland, or Queensland, or of course they're starting to happen here in the rest of
Australia. We're really lucky, I think, compared to the rest of the world. My family are currently in lockdown, you know, over in the UK and France, since they don't really believe what's going on over here.
They don't believe that it could be possible.
Yeah, they're like, well, you've got zero cases? I don't believe you.
Mm.
I'm like, it's unbelievable. I'm like, I'm telling you, there's nothing. There's zero, you know, and especially in Queensland, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I have so many friends in the US, of course.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of very bleak, well, I don't even know how to describe it. How can you possibly describe what it must be like living in the US at the moment? Oh,
madness, mate.
But I digress. Thanks, Harvey.
Thank you, Sean.
I appreciate
you
your time,
easy, mate.
And I'll see you again soon.
See you.
Thanks, mate. Bye.
Cheers.
This is Kim Wilson, and you are listening to Blues with a Feeling with Sean Bendley, 98.9 FM.
And thanks to you for tuning in. Those last few songs there from Blues Arcadia's new record, Live at the Royal Mail, Big City Lights, and Dollar Bill. Hope to see you at the Triffid on Sunday evening with the Walters. Starts at 5, I believe. And, of course, you can catch that the video of Come Home for Christmas at Blues Arcadia's website and on social media. My name is Sean Bindley, and you've been listening to Blues with a Feeling on Brisbane's 98.9. Okay, I'll leave you with this.
Are you ready?
Listen.
I just got to tell you how I'm feeling. Take a little time out of the weekend.
Yourselves. Be safe. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Take care. Bye, everybody.